Hey guys, welcome back to Hub Post Talk. I'm Pedro Garcia.
Jason Nunez in the house.
And we're back with another episode. Thank you so much for listening, as always.
Thank you for the love, episode one, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, we just dropped it a couple days ago. It was cool. Yeah. Also, we're reporting live from Frank's restaurant. It smells amazing in here right now.
Thank you again to Frank's Pizza for letting us do it here.
Yeah, he's back there whipping up some puttanesca right now. It smells incredible, dog.
Yeah, that's what I call my ex-girlfriend.
I know that's right.
No, I'm just kidding.
He's playing, but he's saying.
All right, but no, yeah, especially all the love from the first episode. It was always dope, man. Yeah. And a lot more other comments that I'm a fan of.
Yeah, a lot of I saw a lot of comments of Officer Perro. Who is this douchebag?
Yeah, I don't know, man. Grown men rather hear stuff and listen to a podcast from a puppet.
Clearly,
because they like Sesame Street. So yeah, I guess
it's like tell me that you have an adolescent sense of humor without actually saying it.
Yeah, exactly. Like, no, I like to hear jokes from a puppet because that's silly. You're 35.
Yes.
A whole bunch of dudes with struggle beards.
Whole bunch of Giants fans. I'm kidding.
Hey. I'm one of them.
I know.
I'm one of them. I'm one of those dudes that has loyalty and respect in my bio. And there's commenting about, oh, no, I want a puppet. No, I'm just kidding.
I still wear bubble jackets with a hoodie under it.
Yeah. No, it's fine. No. I've never in my life I thought I would be in competition with a puppet.
I know, never, man. No, and it's dude, like, we might have our work cut out for us, dude.
I guess,
because
man.
There's
no,
a hell of
real,
a following.
Dude, there's a puppet comedian that'd be crushing. And honestly, if I think his name is Joselito.
Mm.
And it's the same thing. It's just another puppet going, frijoles.
You thought I was feeling you? That puti apueca, puti bellaca, and pop their pepa. 17 pumps, I don't care what you want. Like, you thought I was feeling you.
Another puppet that's doing Spanish shit.
Seems simple enough. I can do that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
but no shade to Officer Pell. Nah. Officer Pell, you know, you're the homie, man. We'd love to get you on the show one day.
Yeah, we would love to have you, dude. I wouldn't put you in a headlock at all.
Yeah, at all.
I was going to say some shit, too.
What are you going to say? Be open, brother.
I mean, no, I can't. I can't. But yeah, man, much love to Officer Pell. I see you doing your thing.
I'm just joking, man.
I understand the bit as well. Absolutely. You know what I'm saying? You got your content from Triumph the Insult Dog. You know what I'm saying? You got to replicate it. You know what I'm saying? All you're missing is a cigar in the mouth.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's pretty.
It's
pretty
cute.
Original.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I when I was a kid, when I first got a ticket, I was like, oh, his name is Pell.
Right.
It's so funny. But now when you grow up, it's a PEO. So sometimes you just grow up and grow out of cartoons.
Yes.
You know?
I mean, shit, you could sell some tickets. You know, I have a whole bunch of grown-ass men sitting Indian style in front of your podium. And, you know what I'm saying?
True.
They could clap along and stuff like that.
Exactly. So maybe we call that daycare comedy.
Gotta love it.
Gotta love
it. You gotta
it.
Make everyone laugh. You gotta reach every demographic.
Yeah, no, exactly. Like, you know, this is a different thing, you know? Maybe we're not here doing the Kermit thing. You know,
right?
That Mr. Pale does.
Fart. This is right.
Officer Fart.
Fart jokes must be very
prevalent
with these people.
Like I said, frijoles.
There you go.
There you go. And that's how you go full circle, folks. No, man, we got a lot of topics that we want to talk about. You know, which one you want to start off first?
Well, I mean, HuddPo supposedly got banned from some community group, which I thought was hilarious.
Yeah, why do you think that is?
I mean,
just haters?
I guess, first of all, it has something to do with the community group being biased of some sort of political party.
Mm.
And perhaps HuddPo was just shedding too much light on an opposite party. And then on the other hand, I think it's because it's Facebook. Like, who the hell has Facebook? People still go to Facebook?
Yeah, people about 50. That's who you're going to have.
They're
quick to block.
I know.
Oh, dude, my mom blocking the fuck out of motherfuckers.
Right.
Oh, she be blocking.
Yeah. My mom, too.
Yeah, she don't see your like on one picture, blocked.
They're vicious with that.
Yeah, man,
that's true.
Don't care. It's vicious. So I'm assuming there's a lot of moms on there.
Yeah.
That, you know, saw the hip kids, you know, especially our real. No, I'm just kidding. These guys were making fun of Bob Menendez. Yeah.
I mean, fuck that guy. Nah. Oh, hey. We can edit that out. Hey. We could subtract that.
He's a national treasure, and everybody knows it.
But yeah, I mean, like I said, it was a surprise to me that community groups were even still a thing. So once I heard that, I was like, damn. First of all, who hates on HuffPost? I'm surprised
they even had you guys included, because I wouldn't expect that at all. Like a governmental group on Facebook to allow a bunch of
right
guys that look like you.
Right, exactly. Like, what the fuck, dude?
No, I'm just kidding. But
you're playing, but you're saying.
Yeah. No, you know, we're being truthful here. We're saying our truth. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, man. I don't know. Just it seems like some weird stuff. We also got a topic about, I don't know if you guys remember it, if you guys grew up around Bergenline, but there used to be models around like 43rd Street and Bergenline that used to act models. Like robots. And model clothes.
This is the second time I'm hearing that. Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah, so I was there for that. I vividly remember one occasion. I was walking there around Christmas time, and there was a lady in like lingerie, like in Santa gear though. She had a Santa hat and lingerie, and I was like,
what?
I was young, man. I probably was like 4 or 5 years old. I remember watching that and like staring at it, and like my mom just like with me staring at it and staring at her, and I remember thinking like, yo. Like, I like this a lot. But is she human? This doesn't feel right, because I thought she was a robot.
So, I mean, like, dude, that is so weird. So, like, was she, like, interacting with people that were...
No, she was just, like, doing this, like, moving around. And I remember, like, what the hell? Like, that's the weirdest thing ever. She had everybody in Bergenline bricked up.
Did she wear makeup a lot? Like, I'm talking about, like, a ton? Like, she looked like a porcelain doll type of shit?
I know who you're talking about, though.
Okay.
We're going to get off the gate off that one. I have some theories about that lady.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Lady that walks around with the cart?
Oh, no.
Never mind.
Wait, what the hell is that?
Oh, well, we're getting off the rails here. But there's this lady growing up that used to walk around Kennedy Boulevard. She had a big-ass head. Like a long head. It looked abnormally big, like long, and she would walk on Bergenline all day long and walk all, like, dude, from freaking, I lived on 73rd, she would walk on from 73rd all the way down to, like, fucking 26th Street.
She was all the way up. Homeless?
No idea. She was definitely an elderly woman, though, and there's this theory that I think she's an alien just scoping shit out, because, bro, she looked the same for about 20 years, bro. Like, I was a kid, and she looked the same when I grew up, and she was still walking, and she was always on the phone.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if I remember that either.
No, I don't know.
I smoked a lot of weed back then, man. I still do, but you know what I mean.
No, that's just a weird story.
I believe it, because, I mean, North Bergen is
a whole bunch of weird people.
Exactly. Well, not only that, I mean, there's been fucking UFO sightings in North Bergen as well.
Supposedly there's a story of somebody that was like just chilling in Hudson County Park. UFO came down, like a small UFO came down, landed.
Mm-hmm.
Three little green guys jumped out, scooped up some dirt, jumped back in.
That sounds cliche as fuck, as far as fucking.
Yeah, I don't know, but that's what they were
acid
saying.
Acid is a hell of a drug.
Yeah, no, that... I wouldn't mind it. Dude, that's why there were so many UFO signs. Everybody was high.
Yeah, dude. Hudson County is full of druggies, bro.
Oh,
but no, that's not even true, because I have seen a UFO. And my boy that's going to watch this, he can vouch for me. Dude, there was one time I swear to God, I'm in front of my house. And him and I are just, like, smoking a joint and stuff like that. And at one point, he makes me laugh, and I'm like, ha-ha, and I look up into the sky.
Yeah.
And in the sky, I see a green light just standing there. I'm talking about a blatantly green light. It's apparent as fuck that shit was green.
Yeah.
So I laugh. I'm like, ha-ha. I look up, and I see it, and I pause. And I'm like, what the hell is that? And I tell my boy, I'm like, yo, look at that shit. He, as soon as he looks up and he sees it, he's like, holy crap, what the hell is that? It just shoots up into the sky and disappears. I know it's not like a crazy alien story, but that's super UFO, dog. That's some UFO shit.
I mean, I've never seen any. I've seen a lot of weird shit in the sky, but that could be anything, right?
But like what? That's what we were trying.
Things disappearing. Like literally, I'll see one weird circle and it'll shoot and be gone. Like, I would see that a lot in North Bergen growing up as a kid.
Really?
All the time.
Yeah, but, like, what could that be? There isn't an aircraft that can move like that at all. Man.
I have no idea.
Stuff like that fascinates me, man.
See, Mr. Bale can't fucking think of this far.
Yeah, Bale, where you at, bro?
Where you at, Bale?
Shit. You don't have the mental capacity.
You're not even real, bro. You don't have a real mental capacity.
You don't have a soul.
Yeah, dude. Puppet. You're literally a puppet for the industry.
We love you, Bill. No, can't wait to have you on, bro.
Yeah, can't. Just fucking with you. All right, well, let's stop because I don't even mean that. I think he's hilarious.
We're just being nice.
Yeah. No, fucking, I don't know, man. Aliens are definitely a real thing.
I mean, Joey Diaz had a great UFO story, didn't he?
I don't know if you guys heard it, but Joey Diaz had
a UFO encounter in Hudson County. I think. I'm not sure if he had the encounter or he heard of an encounter in Braddock Park up on 80th.
No, I thought you were going to say it was in tunneling by Lincoln Motel.
I see
those kind of aliens all the time. I'm also sure
Joey Diaz has had a lot of encounters with aliens.
Yeah.
At the Lincoln Motel.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Go easy on me, Joey. Go easy on me, Coco. I'm breaking your balls over here, bro.
Jeez. No, also, what was going to say, there's also a talk about a guy that got caught with that hit and run.
Oh, wow. That was in the middle of North Bergen. Barbaric.
Yeah, man.
First of all, poor 11-year-old, whoever you are, kid. Dude, I'm sure that's traumatizing as fuck.
Yeah.
I'm sure like you probably don't even want to try and get your license anymore.
No, he got right back up and he was like, I don't know what kind of injuries he sustained, but that guy is getting charged with endangering a child, reckless driving, all that shit. But the real crime is the guy's haircut.
to say the least.
Yo, my guy. Yo, you see my homeboy look like Anuel? Look like more like Manuel? More like my
Doble A.
Yeah.
Listen, and like, I don't have hair. I'm rocking the baldy. Mm-hmm. But if I had hair, I will not be rocking that shit.
I mean, that's what happens when you're combing your hair with a rake.
He's just in front of the mirror. He puts on a bowl and then just goes around it with the scissors.
Yeah. You got that Lloyd. You got that Dumb and Dumber.
The Lloyd Christmas.
You got that Lloyd Christmas going on. Then he's hitting kids in the street.
I mean, not only was his haircut horrendous, but the look on his face, like he just looked like a fucking psychopath. First of all, let me just like chill out. Like to his family, you know, he's probably like a good guy. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, he probably didn't mean to do that. He was probably in a rush. He probably had to go home and take a shit. You know what I'm saying? Just, like, miss the stop sign. Or he was late
for his barber's appointment. Or he was trying to fix his shit up. He was like,
that's more believable at this point.
My man looked like... My man looked like he locked himself in a hot car. All that shiny and shit.
For real. He looked like he was sweating in that mugshot.
Yeah, that was crazy. I don't know. Well, that's what happens when... Well, no, I'm not going to say the rest of that.
I mean, maybe he was just looking at the rearview mirror, like trying to fix his hair, and then, oh, crap, a stop sign.
Yeah.
And then, oh, crap, a little 11-year-old with a big-ass book bag looking at his phone playing Pokemon.
Yeah, there you go. Well, first of all, lady with the kid, how about you have your kid next to you, too?
Was that her kid?
I think so. The kid was just walking in front looking at his phone. Maybe how about, you know, making sure your child is next to you?
If that was her kid and she was Hispanic, she would have got tight as hell. Not even at the car. No, she would have got more tight at the
bro,
kid.
Bro, if I got hit by a car, my mom would hit me more.
Like, coño, manito pendejo.
My mom would kick me more, be on the ground. Why are you not looking?
You see? That's what happens. Yeah, that's what happens.
That's what happens. Now you get hit by a guy that combs his hair with a rake.
Look both ways, pendejo.
Look both ways. Damn, that shit is crazy. Well, listen, my man, look where you're driving, and we wouldn't make fun of your hair.
Yo, I hope it all goes well with you. What's his name? Julio something? You know what I'm saying? Like, I hope you find a way out of this.
Julio Cion something.
Yeah. It's not looking good for you, pal.
Nah, no, it's not. But at least, you know, got a great haircut. next subject. There's two Jersey City cops that got fired for smoking weed, bro. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, I'm an advocate for marijuana, you know, but I understand as a cop, you can't be inebriated. But it's like, dude, if they're leaving their house every day, putting their life on the line, I think it's okay to smoke a little something. You know what I'm saying? Take the edge off a little bit. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but the state's argument is that you can't tell whether somebody has smoked weed within the hour, within the day, or within a week. There's no telling when. So at what point can you tell if somebody's high on duty when they're, you know, not supposed to be?
Well, I mean, I feel like it's a fine line because, I mean, being high or not, you could be just like a little bit high, but you're still fully functional. You know what I mean? I guess it's just a matter of the technicality. It's a bullshit technicality if you ask me, but that's because I'm a smoker. But I understand the notion of not being inebriated when you're on the job. I totally understand that. Like a cop can just clock out on break, go ahead and grab a beer, and then like clock back in. I totally understand that.
Yeah, which is like somehow a little more acceptable than a guy smoking a joint.
Why is that? Yeah, right. I hate that.
I don't know, man. Maybe because that guy would have more compassion.
I get it.
People would get out of traffic tickets all the time.
Yeah. He'll pull up to the car and just like hiccup.
Yeah.
You were driving very fast, brother.
Yeah, that too. Like being high too. Like that's why they can't be high. Because have you ever smoked a joint and felt like pulling somebody over?
No, probably.
Do you want to talk to somebody and be like, "Hey, man, you were speeding. Meanwhile, you're blasted out of your mind." No, you're not gonna pull nobody over.
Seriously, dude, imagine a stone cop. It sounds like the fucking the best cop ever. But as a cop, if I'm stoned,
no. What if you get in an accident and you got to depend on the cop to write
a report? I would probably ignore the call.
It'd be like,
"Hey, we got a 10-15.
I'm talking about you get an accident and you got to call a cop on the scene and he's blasted out of his mind. He's like, "Sorry, dude, I don't know."
I don't know. I'm kind of indifferent about that because if I'm high and I get into an accident and a cop pulls up and he's high, I feel like him and I would have an understanding.
You guys are going to giggle and have a secret handshake?
Exactly.
What do you think is going to happen?
He's going to be like, "All right, I'm just going to turn away. I'm just going to look. I'm just going to act like nothing happened and just drive off." All right?
Yeah.
Okay. North Bergen cops. Nah.
Oh, no, man. Hey, I've been. They've helped me out a lot.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
You got a lot of cop friends, bro?
Not a cop friends, but like there's been times when I was a young boy. Not a young boy, but a young man. And I could have got in trouble and they let me go on some shit.
Okay.
So shout out to them. But
I'm not going to ask what you did to do that.
Nope. We're not going to talk about it. What was I going to say? So, damn, bro. Fucking, what do you think? So, should they? Should they or not be able to smoke?
Should cops be allowed to smoke weed? Absolutely, yes.
I think so, man.
I 100% think so. I think so. Mainly because, well, for one, it's legal medicinally. Yeah. I'm sure there's a lot of cops that are out there that are dealing with PTSD, and you know, PTSD is like one of the main. One of the main diseases.
Ingredients in Chinese food.
I think you're talking about MSG.
Oh, MSG. Sorry.
Did you really believe that?
No, man.
Oh, okay.
I'm joking. See, this is you're one of the guys in the comments. This is why you guys don't get it.
You guys don't
get me. I do comedy.
You caught me off guard,
listen,
bro.
Listen, I'm a comedian. I'm not a personality. You guys think I'm going to be here like, "Whoa, hey." Like, I'm dude. No, man. I do comedy, dude.
Touché.
Come to my shows.
Touche. I have nothing to say.
I'm kidding.
You call me with that.
No, it's all right. It goes over the head. I've been looking at comments all day, and I'm sick of it.
Yeah. I'm kidding. Oh, dude. We're keeping it light.
Yeah.
We're keeping it super light.
I was going to go harder, but I already got the vibe from Jason. Like, chill out. I was like, all right.
Yeah, because the boss behind HuffPost is like, "All right, guys. Go easy on him, please."
Yeah. You're right.
But yes.
Shout out to Pale.
Officer Fart. Yo, yeah, Officer Bell, man, whenever you want to take a break from giving out tickets,
yeah.
Come on the show, bro.
Yeah, man. That would be cool.
Sit
between us.
Speaking of officers, I'm pretty sure Officer Bell smokes my weed, right? I mean,
He has to, bro. Imagine he's straight edge. That would be pretty cool.
That would make it even more hilarious.
Yeah, that'd make it more fucking unbearable. Square. More unbearable to hang on.
Right. Nah, but yeah, man. Yeah. Officers, they should be allowed to smoke weed. I hope there's like a way to gauge you know, how high a person is, just like they're able to gauge how drunk a person is or something like
it's
that.
Almost
and
impossible.
I feel like there should be like a threshold with that.
Yeah.
It's, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but it's almost impossible. Like how are they going to do it? Through a breathalyzer? I don't think there's a breathalyzer.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean. I mean,
that up.
Because, again, weed is used as medication.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, are cops not allowed to, I don't know, if they have, like, fucking explosive diarrhea, are they not allowed to be on medication that prevents that?
I mean, they do anyways, to be honest. I mean, between us chickens, not in this township.
Especially with all the donuts.
But some, yeah. Why do you think cops are so fat, dude?
Hella donuts, bro.
Donuts and
coffee.
And marijuana. No, but I'm pretty sure there's a lot of cops that smoke on the low. They just know how to take a piss when they need to, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
But, yeah, man. So, then speaking of that, a lot of weed stores aren't opening. They're ceasing to open. There was a boom in the cannabis industry, and now they're ceasing to open because the state is taking so slow to accept legislation for it.
So, which is kind of infuriating, not only for the business owners, but for people like us. I mean, you smoke weed, right?
I dabble.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I dabble.
He dabbles, guys. He dabbles.
The thing is, the problem is that now it raises suspicion, at least on my end, the way I think. Like, is it because it's a small business? Because more small businesses would open? Is that why they're taking such a legal process while I see all these buildings being bought up by corporate dispensary companies? They're just buying out the building, boom, boom, boom. Here you go. And why is that so easy for them to do it? Because they're opening in like 10 days.
Yeah.
Why is that so easy to do? And while somebody else can't just buy, you know, a window storefront and have their own dispensary, you know?
I get it. You know, I don't want to sound like the devil's advocate, but you got to think about that's exactly why there aren't any Walmarts in like Manhattan. You know what I mean? Because if there were Walmart
the people
in
that shop there across the I'm kidding.
You should have said it.
Just say it. We'll still clip it. They'll know what I'm saying.
Because like if there was a Walmart in Manhattan, all those little mom and pop bodegas, delis, they're going to go straight out of business.
Yeah.
Out of business. And I feel like that's like along the lines of why it's so difficult for small business owners to open a cannabis shop.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Let alone putting all the fucking local drug dealers out of business. If them shit's open, bro, like,
oh man,
I know a lot of people that'll be going down bad.
I know a lot of drug dealers that end up working at Apple. No, I'm not Apple,
and not the Apple Store. Applebee's.
Yeah, Applebee's, bro. Serving chicken wings, wearing
50
a medium
cent
tank
wings
top.
on football
yeah,
Sundays.
They're going back to Verizon because they're Dominican.
Yo, why are you gonna shit on Dominicans like that, bro?
That's not shitting. Y'all wear medium tank tops and work at
But
Verizon.
You're not far off, man. Yeah, why yeah, is yeah. it that Dominicans love that line of work?
Because it's, I don't know, man. I have no idea. I can't imagine. Because the outfits are dope.
I mean, yeah, it is a polo. A polo with a nice color.
Yeah.
It also doesn't require a
MJ
degree.
Cut this out, dude.
I think this is gold. This is
hilarious.
It doesn't require a degree, so why wouldn't you want to work at
Why not, Poppy? Why not, Poppy? I know black.
I know black. It's just my skin color.
Yeah,
but no,
yeah.
I know black.
Yeah, so I don't know, man. It's just let's see what happens, man. This 420. It's only starting. It's only getting better.
Yeah. I hate that I've been dealing with this conflict for. I mean, we've both been dealing with this for. But pretty much our entire lives.
You don't think you're black?
No, I'm black as fuck.
Nacho.
No, I don't think I'm black. No.
I love how you went nacho, son.
Yeah, no,
I'm kidding.
I mean, you want to talk about Tainos and stuff like that? Like, we're descendants from Africa. But
well,
I mean,
that's history.
You are too, brother.
Yeah, I know.
Message.
I know very well. I have a lot of cousins that are
I was saying like I hate that we've been dealing with this for pretty much our entire lives because like when we were in high school, we used to smoke all the time. Mm-hmm. And like now that we're adults and like well into our adulthood, we've always been hoping for just like us being able to walk into any kind of store and just buy some fucking bud.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but now it's making it a lot easier. But I don't think it's gonna they're gonna keep slowing it down until it ends up being all these corporate dispensaries, which I don't mind as a consumer. That's fine, but when you think about the bigger thing, you think about the entrepreneurs that are trying to make an actual living off what they love.
Yeah,
it sucks for them. You know, it's hard for people to follow their dreams nowadays.
And as an entrepreneur, you love selling weed. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, so there's a lot. I know a lot of people that are like, I'm not one of them. But people do love weed so much that like the strain and the taste, and they're like, ugh, like they go crazy over
it. Well, that's kind of dumb, right? I mean,
I don't care, dude. Just right. Put it
in. As long as it gets me high, I'm good.
Just give me a joint, man.
I don't need something that tastes like blueberries.
Yeah, and like I went to a weed convention and they were like so mad. Not so mad, but like a little pet peeved that I didn't know what kind of strain I had in my joint.
Really?
Yeah, because they were all saying, they're like, oh, what strain do you have? And I was like, I was doing a comedy show there, and then I was staying over and shit, and they were like, what strain do you have? I was like, I don't know, it's just weed. They were like, they looked at me like I was a lesser human. Like, okay, like,
I get it.
I'm sorry, I smoke weed, but I'm not like,
I'm sorry, I'm not a borderline crackhead.
Yeah,
but like I go as far as doing the sativa and indica thing. Mm-hmm. Like I could distinguish the both.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. Like I could choose between the both.
One you're up and one you're down.
Yes, that's all I need.
Yeah,
that's all I need.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
I like that's why
all I love this weed talk. I want to smoke a joint right now.
Well, we can do that, sir. That's
got that.
Yes, sir.
My guy.
And I'm standing on that, guys.
Oh, dude, I mean, episode 2, we're just getting started.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, there
we're
you go.
We're just getting started.
Yeah,
this is just the tip of the iceberg.
Listen,
mate.
Bro, hey, episode 1 was literally like a first date.
Yeah.
First date.
And I think it went well.
Yeah, it went well.
No, I would have put out.
Nah, yeah, but, you know, I was not interested like that. But no.
Well,
no.
If I had a nickel.
Listen, no. It was a first date with good vibes, you know?
Yes.
Now, you know, I just fingered Jason. So now we're getting to know each other a little better because I felt like this went a lot smoother.
Yeah, now we're reaching our common ground. Not even common ground, but we're reaching our takeoff point.
Exactly, guys. And we're going to talk topics, you know, we're going to keep going. Yeah, we might not be fucking, you see this guy run, he goes, sissa, susus. Like, you know.
Oh, I was out giving out love notes to cars.
Oh, you, you're late. You didn't pay. I'm sorry. Like, no. I'm sorry. I'm not doing that. But I'm trying my best here, dude. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. But hey, guys, you can follow me at MostlyCuban on Instagram. You could listen to my other podcasts.
Who is Jason Nunez on Instagram? I ain't got shit going on but this damn podcast.
Hell yeah.
Come watch some comedy. Man. Come watch some comedy shows and watch me in real life.
Yeah, you perform at Dojo
Comedy. At Dojo Comedy. Yeah. I perform in Morris Plains, New Jersey. So come on out. Come watch a show. You'll see me there all the time. And, you know, you'll see all the dates.
I would go and visit if it wasn't so friggin' far away.
Well, some people have cars.
And some people don't.
No.
Case in point.
Nah, well, guys... I'm Pedro Garcia.
Signing out.
Jason Nunez, HUD Post Talk.
Peace out, y'all.
Peace.